Welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast.
That was a new way for season three. We're starting things new. I'm Brian, the hostess with the mostest.
And I am Jake, the tallest guy in the room, I guess. It's great to be back almost a year later. Cheers, Brian. We're going to have a little sip of this Glenlivet 15 year. We did like a dry January, and I think that I came back not being able to handle anything.
I think with dry January is I did my best with dry January, as in we did about 3 weeks, and I realized a lot about myself is I don't need alcohol, but also I do. Like at the same point, like not sounding like an alcoholic, but like it was just definitely on weekends. It made it a lot harder to figure out what to do. And I know there's plenty of options, but here in Portland, especially when it's not sunny and freezing out or rain or weirdly snowing, it is cold. So a lot of the time we hang out at either someone's houses or we hang out at a bar.
With heating.
90% of the time it's at a bar.
Yeah. It's just there's room for people to gather and play some games, and it's always a good time. So... and we did try some, we went to this event, this non-alcoholic event, where no alcoholics allowed. Just kidding. It's like testing a bunch of new non-alcoholic beverages, and there was like wine and whiskeys.
So grapefruit, and if you want to be sober and throw up, yeah.
I like the wine. It was pretty decent.
Was it Welch's?
It was Welch's wine, yeah.
Dude, that reminds me of, like, going to church, and they would give you, like, the fake wine, and it was this, like, grape juice.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
That kind of reminds me of what you did.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, for people who don't drink at all, or they have an issue with drinking, it's a cool option. Yeah, totally. There's always improvements being made, which is pretty impressive, so... I got some good non-alcoholic beers, too. I feel like the last season it started off with me drinking non-alcoholic beers and forcing you to have some.
Yeah, I feel like you actually are the only person that I know that buys those. You wanted the PBR Light, and I said to you, oh, you mean water? And yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you drink those. Like, I mean, I give anyone props for drinking non-alcoholic beer because I feel like it's gross.
Yeah, I mean, PBR would be an interesting one. Like, you'd really have to love PBR to choose that as your... non-alcoholic beverage choice.
Okay, but let's think about it. Who actually really loves PBR? Like, I drink PBR.
I kind of do. It's a nostalgic taste.
I drink PBR all the time, but it's like if there is a Rainier over a PBR, I will do a Rainier any day.
Right, that's true. Yeah, I mean, PBR tastes like pennies.
Tastes like blood.
Yeah,
tastes like you got popped in the mouth like that, and then you're like, oh, this is good.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to be back. It's been a long time, and. I mean, what has happened in the past year, Brian? What's new for you?
I guess I'll start. So pretty much I turned into a stay-at-home dog dad. That's me constantly. I'm with the dog all the time. Gabe goes to work. I'm still working from home, but 90% of the time I only see the dog. And other than that, I just do a lot of reading and straight up watch sports now. That came out of nowhere. I just watch sports. I'm a complete dad now.
Big sports guy over here.
I guess so, yeah. I just start streaming. I'm a streamer now? Not really. I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to learn from my mistakes of not getting any, going down any rabbit holes of like the Pirates Bay fiasco, downloading a virus, and that shit sucked.
Well, you're not on Instagram anymore.
I haven't been on Instagram for a while now. It's been since like last July, and honestly, I don't miss it at all. I'm kind of curious of like how many people actually like messaged me. Probably not a lot. It's probably gonna be like four, but like I didn't tell people I was just being off because I had to do this thing every summer where I just want to, you know, not be on social media and just kind of like live my life, you
it's
know.
It's like a cleanse.
A cleanse, yeah. Because, I mean, especially in the summertime, summertime's rough because you just look at, like, when you're not doing something, you're like, I wonder, like, especially here in Portland, you're like, oh, people are at the water, like, people are on vacation. And when you're just, like, kind of working all the time, you're like, I don't really need this right now.
Yeah, you get kind of jealous.
Getting a little jealous there. But, yeah, I just been off it for a while, and I didn't tell anyone, and I kind of forgot. And people get kind of mad at me every once in a while. And they're like, dude, what the hell? Like, where have you been, you know? And then, like, I do kind of miss it because there are some times where when you're on social media, you can easily contact someone and be like, yo, right. I saw your story, and, like, how you been? And, like, that quick little nudge. Now if I text someone unannounced that I don't really normally text, I know I'm going to get that response of, who's this? And then I'm going to be like, oh, man, this is embarrassing, but it's me, Brian. How are you doing? They're like, why are you texting me, you know? Like, you only text the same four or five people every single day.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. I think that I wish that I could do that. I do part for my job, so it's hard to like, just delete my own Instagram. Although, I guess I could do that, but it's impressive to just, like, cut off all social media because it's definitely a detriment to our society, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those, especially I never had, like, Twitter.
Twitter?
Never well, you had have Twitter. I still have Twitter.
You follow me and I follow you and you have, like, one post.
I did it once because I had a job interview at Twitter and I was like, I should know the company that I'm going to try to work for, and they didn't hire me, so that's where I was like,
so you left it.
Forget Twitter, you know, I was like, boycott it at all costs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much, like, with me is, like, just been doing a lot of, like, just really random stuff. And I mean, apparently Jake's life's got turned around. He has some important news to share with everyone else, the four or five listeners. That's not Justin.
Yeah. In the past year, I went to Maui for the first time. Never been to the islands of Hawaii. And I proposed to my girlfriend, Allie, and we're engaged now to be married this fall. So that's pretty exciting, I gotta say. It's been a fun time since then. We're now in the planning phase of getting everything sorted out, and got a location and got invitations ready. So it's an interesting thing. It's like it's exciting, but also like a little stressful at the same time. But also you're just thinking about like the fun times gonna be. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then also I'm running a marathon like a month later, so I'm in the process of training for running 26 miles willingly. Which is kind of dumb, but also I'm excited about it. Like, who would just be excited to go run 26 miles in a row?
I mean, we've all seen your video.
This guy, I don't know.
We've seen the video. You look like you're dying on the first block.
Yeah. I mean, that was day one. So, yeah. So I'm raising money for a charity through that, which is kind of a good incentive, I feel like. Or it's pushing me to do my best. So that's pretty much what's been going on with me. And but I'm excited to be back with podcast and actually record what me and Brian talk about instead of just going to the walls of the room. So
the walls of the room? What does that mean?
I mean, the walls are listening to our conversations, but no one else listens to our conversations, which may be for the better.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't really care.
Yeah. Well, with the new season 3 of the Beanie Boys podcast, we've got a new podcast format. We're changing up a little bit. We're not going to be just going off on tangents. Well, there'll still be tangents.
There'll still be plenty of tangents, but it's going to be organized chaos.
Organized chaos, yeah. Organized tangents. We won't be smoking a joint halfway through the episode anymore, which is probably a good idea.
I just took another sip of that scotch. It was a lot.
Oh, boy. Why?
For the podcast.
For the podcast. For the boys.
Yeah, we definitely won't be. Well, I haven't. Me personally, I don't really smoke weed anymore. I just can't do it. I haven't smoked, actually. I don't remember the last time I smoked. It's been a very long time. Wow. I just can't really seem to focus anymore. It's not the bee's knees for me.
So doing that for a podcast is probably not the best idea.
Doing that for a podcast, I think that's where we went kind of off the rails there of like just straight up no control. Like, I think we just went off and we just... There'll be plenty of times where, like, the halfway mark, we would be sober, like, the first, like, half, and then the second half, someone's like, yo,
what happened?
Yeah, what happened there? And we're like, oh, we took a smoke break. And it's like, oh, that makes sense.
That's when all the listeners tuned out, so.
Yeah, we probably should have told the audience beforehand of, like, hey, so this is the first half is being sober, and the second half is being high as a kite out of your mind. But it was like, you know, you got some pretty interesting conversations going on.
Yeah, brought out all of our wild stories. So we're doing some more organization. We're going to have some segments soon. And we're actually going to have our first guests come on this season. We got a few lined up, people who want to join. So if you're interested in being a guest on the podcast, shoot us a message on Instagram or just text us or call us or send us some snail mail, you know.
I prefer Friendster, if you got it. Or message me on MySpace. I still have my account.
Perfect. Great. So, yeah. So, thanks for tuning in. We will be here for the long run with the podcast. Anyway, Brian, I have a question for you.
I might have an answer compared to what the question is.
Do you have any new shows that you're watching right now that you're excited about? Like, really excited about? Not just like, oh, I'm watching The Amazing Race season 52.
Well, I started Last of Us, and then I literally only did the first episode, and then we got a notification saying that change your plan or restore your HBO plan. So I have no idea if I have HBO again. Okay. We're still trying to figure that out. But I did really like that show. Don't you start with me, mister. He is, he's about to bark, the dog.
Oh, sweet.
Other than that, for show-wise...
I like that too, though. I've watched the first two, and it was really good. I mean, I've played the game before, like, a little bit, so I'm pretty excited to keep watching the show, and I've heard great things about it. Like, even my dad is watching it, and he's, like, not a, like, video game guy or zombie guy, so... It's been pretty solid so far. Any other shows that you're interested in watching or have been watching?
So two come to mind, actually, now that I can think about it, now that Loki's not barking. We just started rewatching Jersey Shore.
Oh!
And it is so good, and I love it. And it's like, I can't get enough of how trashy it is, but like the funny thing is that like all of them are like... in their 30s, and they all have kids. Everyone's just like, they're still doing the same thing as the first season.
Well, wait, which season are you watching?
So I just watched, so now they have the newest season on MTV, and it's like, it's called Family Vacation, and I think that's the series that they have like three or four seasons of.
Oh, National Lampoon's
Jersey Family Vacation. And it's just like one of those where like it's entertaining, but also it's like they make it so dramatic and so stupid, but it's so funny because now everyone's just like all grown up, and it's like they just like pretty much whenever they get into a house for like the weekend or something, they're like, oh hey, like I'm gonna get wasted. And I'm like, that's like so crazy to me that they're like in like their 30s and they're still drinking. Like they stay out till like 4 a.m. and then they sleep until like noon. But yeah, like that's what they do, is like they're literally like, imagine if like someone, like a cast or crew was like, hey, you guys are gonna go to this cabin for the weekend and just party and do whatever you want.
And we're just gonna record you the entire
time. And we're
gonna
record you the whole time. And it's just hilarious because like we've been watching them for like 10 years, but we started rewatching them. And so now the new season is Jersey Shore. And what they do is they're going from coast to coast. And they're like, they're doing road trip. And I'm like, that's actually pretty funny because like they would just be hilarious. And like, you know that they're just going to get wasted like the whole time.
Well, the question is, are they in like a tour bus, like a band would take? Or is it like a white van with like three windows that it's just like three rows of seats?
I think it's like, I don't know exactly because I haven't seen it yet because... I don't know where you can like stream the newest. Like, who has MTV anymore?
It's like Tubi or something.
Yeah, it's like, well, I thought it was gonna be on Paramount because Paramount has all the classic MTV, like from Raiders and like Next and stuff. But it's not on there yet, so I think it's like too new. But I would want to say it's like they probably have like a big old like van, and they probably have like one person filming, and
it's like a luxury van. Where yeah, they have like all the accoutrements.
But like that would be dope. But yeah, that show is hilarious. Like, I love how much... I hate how much I love that show.
Yeah.
Like, it's so stupid.
When I went to a 90s or 2000s, like, a pop-in and dance party with my sister, like, a few weeks ago, and Holocene, and on the walls, they just had, like, reruns of, like, the best of the Jersey Shore playing on, and it was like LMFAO was playing over the, you know, the DJ was playing like LMFAO and all these like these dance hits, and then Jersey Shore was up on the wall, and then people were carrying around the big heads of like Snooki and JWoww, and I was like, oh wow, I actually forgot it. I didn't forget about it, but like seeing like all the nostalgia of Jersey Shore, I was like, oh, that was actually a really good show. I would definitely rewatch it. There's so much like drama, but it's all like cohesive, and it's a really good story, I feel like.
Well, the best part about it is that like we don't really like live that drama life.
Yeah.
So like I love watching drama. Like I love it. Like right. I'm just like, oh man, I love seeing couples fight. Like it's so great. There was speaking of couples fighting, we went to California Adventure like 2 weeks ago. And I totally didn't even realize this, but Gabe told me about it. And so there was we were at Avengers Campus, and we were hanging out, and I was trying to take some photos, and it was at nighttime. And there was a couple that was there for like literally like 40 minutes, and they were just like arguing the whole time.
Oh, no.
Like at California Adventure, they're arguing, and I didn't really hear it. I was just taking a photo, and I was like way too excited to be at the Avengers Campus. And then Gabe's like, did you hear them? And I was like, wait, what happened? And then so the girl was super upset with the guy. And she's like, how come you don't want to do romantic things with me? And was like yelling at this guy. And I was like, oh man, like you messed up, bud. Like she's mad at you. Like,
is Disney World not romantic enough?
No, yeah, I mean, you're at California Adventure. Like she was like trying to make reservations or something. Oh. And like the guy was just like so upset. And I didn't see everything, but I was just like, I just kind of heard from what Gabe told me, and I was like, damn, that sucks.
Feels like the worst place to get into a fight is like at Disneyland. It's like a bunch of kids around, and like it's supposed to be like the happiest place on earth, and then all of a sudden you're not in a good mood because you're fighting. So,
well, there was a lot of couples fighting. Like I feel like we passed by, like it was especially like mom and dads. They were like, yeah. That was definitely one of the places that I think about of like, yo, I couldn't imagine being a parent at Disneyland, because when me and Gabe went by ourselves, I was like, I'm exhausted.
And but then you gotta take care of like two or three kids.
A child? Oh my gosh. Like stroller parking. That was like the worst thing ever. And I'm like, wow, I give so much props to my parents because we were probably nightmares. Like my dad probably had to carry both of us in like a stroller and like probably like bags and stuff. And I was like, wow, that's weird.
Me and my Pirates of the Caribbean t-shirt. When I first went to Disneyland when I was like 12 or something like that, my parents got us, it was a whole surprise thing where they like played it out. They got us like a little toy airplane, and then they got us like a little mouse, like rubber mouse, and they're like, figure it out. And we're like, what does this even mean?
How old are you?
We have mice. I think I was probably 12. Well, maybe 10. Maybe I was 10. Because my sister was probably 8 and my younger sister was 5. So yeah, that sounds about right. But and then they showed us what they got was t-shirts. And so it was like, I got a Pirates of the Caribbean t-shirt. My sister got like a Lizzie McGuire t-shirt. And then my other sister got just like a Disney princess shirt. And we were like, oh, Disneyland! It was our first time on the airplane. And we were so stoked. Because when you're a kid, Disneyland's like the best thing in the world.
You guys flew to Disneyland? You guys didn't drive?
Yeah. Actually, I think the first time we flew, and then we went like three times after that, and we drove because flying is just super expensive with 3 children.
Yeah, I think we always drove like every time. Like my dad would be crazy, and he would like we would leave at like 8 p.m. and then like we would get to like the, you know, like the hotel like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it's not a bad drive, but it's like kind of just boring through California.
Well, especially in the dark. It's just like pure darkness for like 6 hours, and you're just like, because you just on I-5, it's like literally desert.
It's like so through the farm.
You're farming. Just driving. It smells.
Yeah.
It smells like cows.
Right. Yeah. Vacaville.
Yeah. Represent. No. No one ever. Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
No one ever represents
Modesto.
It. Yeah. Like no one's. Oh, Turlock. No one's ever gonna represent Northern California because it's a dump.
When you get down there and you check into like your 2-story motel with the one hot tub that there's like 9 people in, oh, you're just so excited because it's like one sleep until Disneyland. Then you wake up at 8 a.m. to go and be a Disney adult when you're 30 years old.
Yeah, that's right, just right, my Darren? Life. That's my life. Hey, I represent Disney adults, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay to be like have fun, but then once you're wearing like all the Disney, like, or dressing up as a character, and then there's a point where it's like taking it too far, right?
Okay, I take personal offense to that, because when we went to California Adventure, I don't know if I showed you this photo, but we went to California Adventure, and we were at the Avengers campus, and Spider-Man, like, literally, like, walked across, mm-hmm. and so he, like, walked across, and everyone was taking photos, and there was, like, a mob of, like, 15 people, like, all around him, right? And I was like, oh, I want to get a photo with him, but, like, you know, I'm not, like, the first in line. There was, like, hella people, like, little kids and everything.
You want the kids get it first, and then you could...
Yeah, the California Adventure is a little different, because that park's more for adults. But, True. So he, like, passed by, and then the first thing I said to Gabe was, I was like, oh, dude, my Spider-Man costume is so much cooler. Like, for a Disney, like, a Disneyland, like, character, it like, you be, think like, it'd be legit. One. Yeah, but, like, it was just a zipper. And then so we rode the web slinger ride, the Spider-Man ride.
Oh yeah.
Which was really dope. And then afterwards it shoots you into a gift shop, and I was like, I'm for it. And at the gift shop there was a XL Spider-Man costume for $100. And I was like, dude, it had like the fake muscles and everything. Like, oh, something yeah. you would totally get at like Spirit.
You gotta have the fake muscles.
But like the funny thing was, it was $100, and I was like, I went to Gabe and I'm like, hey, I know no, somewhere. I have this photo, and my brother took it, and it's me with the costume, and I'm showing it to Gabe, and I have the biggest smile on my face. I'm like, they have my size. And then I was like, I looked over to her and I was like, hey dude, I can find this so much cheaper, like on Etsy, for like way better quality. And I was like, dude, take offense, man. But she told me, she's like, you should dress up like Spider-Man. But the thing is with Disney is you cannot dress like a character when you're an adult.
Right.
Because kids and people are going to think that you work there.
They don't want you to misrepresent or like yeah. be strange or something like that.
Well, they have like a bunch of weird, weird rules though. Like right. if you're like a character that doesn't have a mask, like you're Prince Eric, you can't work at Starbucks because people are going to be like, yo, you're Prince Eric. Like, you know, you're making my coffee.
So it's like, so it's your only job is
your Disney. Your only right, job. And that. The thing is, they probably get paid awful. And then they probably don't work full time. They probably work like 4 days a week. Right. Like, it's probably not going to be like the greatest job.
Or you have to wear a mask at your other job.
Yeah. You're just like a big ass panda. Like, dude, Bobby, you can't be wearing this panda suit at Starbucks, okay?
Or you like work at a... on like Sunset Boulevard, and where you're like wearing a masked costume, like Stitch or something like that.
Just walking around the Chinese theater.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where you're like, hi, I'm Stitch, and people will take pictures with you for like $5.
I mean, that could be that's your side hustle though. That's yeah. That could be a thing.
I mean, it would work, I think. Well, I think that I applied when I was living down there to work for Disneyland. For like a summer internship or something like that, because I wanted to get in and see like what was possible. Never, I went to like a seminar, but it just didn't seem like the right thing for me.
Oh, dude, that's a scam.
And I'm kind of glad.
That's a scam. Well, I mean, like, okay, so like when I was going to San Francisco State, there was like little flyers, and I was like, all right, what's next? Like, what do I do now? Do I continue going to school, which is a joke, or do I just like go and like work? And I saw a Disney college, right? And I was like, oh, what is Disney College? And I looked it up. And basically what you do is you work at Disneyland, but you work like the worst hours. Like you work like graveyard shifts or your weekends or like holidays or whatever.
You just clean up like kettle corn.
You just do like random like side jobs. And then I think you go to class. I don't even really know. But they have like a dorm like in Anaheim. And I looked it up like a YouTube video of like everything. And it was just like dorm life. And then, like, you live with, like, a roommate, and it's, like, super random. So, basically... And your
roommate's just Goofy.
Yeah, you just work with Goofy the whole time. But, like, I think the whole thing is, like, it was just, like, you're paying all this money to work at Disneyland. Right. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Like, who is gonna be, like, I went to Disney College, you better give me a job.
If like, I were to work for Disney, I would want to be in, like, the part who's making the creative, like, either making movies or, like... behind the scenes of like the ride making or things like that, but I wouldn't want to be like customer facing as like a character or like a gift shop. But I mean, some people like to do that, but I think if I were to work for Disney, I want to be doing like the magic stuff.
Well, I mean, I think the thing is too with Disney is like being there recently. I feel like a lot of people, it's like they just didn't give, they don't care. They're just, right. just like, this is a job, you know, I need it. Like, that's just like one of those where like I saw a lot of like older people working there, mm-hmm. and I'm like, yo, if I was like retired, I would totally Ooh. Work there. Like, that would be dope.
Yeah.
Like, just like work at the like the jungle cruise or something like right. that. And you know, like, oh yeah, two, go. Three, go. You know, like nothing crazy, but I feel like they have all this money and I feel like they probably barely pay their workers 100%. Anything. But yeah. I feel like also kind of like suck out the magic, because then I would be like, oh, well, I'm just set another day at Disneyland. Like,
you see behind the go away green, like the walls.
Yeah, I think it would just take kind of like the magic away, and I think I'd still be stoked as a Disney adult, I'll say it.
Yeah.
I myself am a Disney adult. But I think it would suck away the magic for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that happens at a lot of jobs where you're like, oh, I love this. Then sometimes you get there and you're like, oh, this is what it's all about?
I mean, yeah, that's just any job, really. I mean,
yeah.
Who has like a dream job?
I mean, I love my job, so I can't complain. But
shut my idea down. Okay. Yeah.
I actually, when I was in high school, I was in the Disney parade down Main Street one time. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I was playing in the marching band, and I had to be, I forget what song we played, but we like marched down. Brandon was in it. We like marched down Main Street behind all the characters and played a song at Disneyland, and we like were behind the scenes and stuff. And like I think I saw like Woody or something like that behind the scenes, but it was pretty cool. It was like you're the main attraction, and everyone's like super excited for you to be there. I was like, all right, it feels pretty cool. Although I think I was playing the drums. I think I was playing the bass drum, but like not the main bass drum. And so I was just like one beat and I wasn't like the main guy. So yeah, whatever.
Oh, it was drumline?
It was drumline. I was in drumline, yeah. It was the movie drumline. That's where it was filmed at Disneyland.
I don't know if I told you the story, but I got one more story for Disneyland. Okay. And we'll wrap up Disneyland. So when I was younger, we had this thing called the baby switch. And so that meant that I wasn't tall enough to ride certain rides. And so what would happen was it was me and my brother, my mom and my dad. And so my brother would go on the rides twice, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so he went with my mom and I was like, I don't know, like 7 or 8 or something. I wasn't tall enough to ride Indiana Jones. So it was me and my dad. And so me and my dad were hanging out outside the Temple of Doom, and it was like right where like the queue, like right where you leave the Temple of Doom, like you like go inside the building, and then when you finish your ride, you're leaving and you go out that queue line.
Yeah.
And so right where we were, it was right next to the Jungle Cruise, right?
Okay, yeah, right.
And so it was me and my dad, and we were just hanging out, and my dad was carrying me, and then out of nowhere, what's the Jungle Cruise guy name? The skipper was like had a full boat. This is like early in the morning, like 9 in the morning, and my dad's carrying me, and the skipper on the loudspeaker just looks at me and my dad, and he was just like, if you look to your right, there's a gorilla and his cub, and he was pointing at my dad and me, and I didn't like my dad was upset, like because my dad's a little bigger. So, like, my dad was, like super pissed. And I was, like, 8, and I was, like, what's so bad? And then I told that story recently to Gabe, and she was, like, that is awful. Like, that was in the 90s. You can get away with literally verbally abusing customers, and yeah. People laughed.
Right.
People laughed because it was, like, oh, that's funny. He's overweight. And they laughed and pointed. And this is at Disneyland, dude. If you do that now, you get fired. You get fired, dude. But yeah, that was just a funny, like, it was a really messed up story.
Yeah.
Really messed up. And I kind of wanted to bring it up to my dad again, but I didn't want to, like, you know, poke the bear or anything. Right. But I was just like, hey, remember that? Like, he's so mad, and I bet you he would know exactly what happened. Like, he'd be so pissed.
Yeah, probably. All right, well, that wraps it up for the first episode of season 3 of the Beanie Boys. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jake.
I'm Brian.
Peace, love, and aliens from above.
What?
I don't know.
No. No.
Bye.